mouse is not working anymore.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. When I put it in, it's going to beep, beep, beep.
Oh, I got a nice little screen here over here. I got like this big black border on every side.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
With the functional design meeting, again presented by Maarten. This is the agenda opening. We've got three presentations, and I'm going to show you some of the new project requirements that were sent to me. And we're going to make a decision on the remote control functions. We have 40 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is the closing already. So, well, we start off with the first presentation. I think we have to do it in the right order. Maybe the...
I don't know what the right order is. So
no.
Maybe we should start with the technical functions.
Okay, how can I get this on the...
Well, you dump the file in the...
In project. Okay.
In the project document folder. You've already done that?
Yes, I'm
done. Close this one, we'll just open it. Oh yeah, I have to say something. Due to some technical problems, I haven't digitized the last meeting minutes, but I'll make sure that happens next time.
Okay.
And I'll get this one in digital form too.
Okay, we're going to talk about the working design. The method of the remote control is electrical energy activated chip in the remote. It's an electrical circuit which compose messages in the form of infrared signals to control the television.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowadays very known technology. Known technology can make the cost very low. It's a wide sale of remote controls in the world, and the components are very very cheap. Diodes, batteries, and LED lights are needed, and they're available against a fair price. It's a common technology. The circuit board, it's the most important part of the remote control. We can use for that fiberglass with copper wires. Can be made as fast as printed paper. It's all very making it all the time.
Okay.
It's not very specialized technology. I haven't come to here. I've got some images of remote controls. We're not very trendy or just a remote control like everyone knows. So I don't know why I should put it here.
Okay. Well, it's the technical side of the remote control.
Yes, but I haven't made it.
Oh.
Because of the time.
Okay. Well, we'll have to skip that part then.
Okay.
You don't think it's a problem to design the technical part of the remote control?
No.
It's going to be easy?
Yes.
Okay.
But nothing restricted for user interface?
Yeah.
No. It's,
okay.
It's just a part of a known technology.
Okay.
Remote control is nothing special nowadays.
Regardless of what type of functions we want to implement. Doesn't really matter.
I don't think so, because of all the televisions. There are a few, maybe a couple of televisions with new functions.
Okay.
But is it useful to put them on a standard remote?
Well, we'll see. We'll see later on.
Well, the technical functions. Well, I don't know if you got the same pictures as I got.
No.
But I got these two. And I think there we have to focus on the one hand, the expert view or the novice user. I think it's very much depending on the user requirements. I don't know who's.
Well, there will be some user requirements later on.
Yeah,
and once
but
I've received.
I think that's very important to what
yeah.
what kind of functions there we want to put in the remote control.
Well, we'll keep this in mind and then discuss it later on.
Yeah, well, we can put functions in it when we get the user requirements.
Mm-hmm.
We can
but there's a big distinction between this type of remotes. We should choose one. We should not compromise, but really choose for an expert
yes,
viewer or not.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want trying to say.
Well, yeah. If we want to try a huge market, if we want to reach a huge market, like all the people, we have to choose for a novice user.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's really
yeah,
depending
well
on how far
yeah.
the remote controls are already in.
Well, some of them, but it will be more clear when we come to the some of the new requirements.
Yeah,
yes,
probably.
So,
well, there are at least basic functions like just the channels, until 9, on and off switch, which must be clear with a red button or something like that. Most standard volume, of course, and a mute function. And of course, the next and previous channel. I think that's just basic what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And from that on, we can see at user requirements what we need more. I thought Joost was looking at the trends in the market.
Yes.
And I don't know if there are any. If you put more functions, more buttons, maybe it's becoming less trendy or something like that. You can just.
I haven't really found a conclusion like
you
that.
You can keep it in mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the with less buttons you can make a more trendier
design.
Yeah, more trendier design. I think.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. well, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Right.
Well, then the marketing expert can
yes.
tell us something about the current market.
All right, I've done some research for functional requirements.
Yes.
The working method, there were 100 people, watched using remote controls in the usability lab, and they also filled out a questionnaire with a few questions. I find them up here. Asked whether a common remote control looks good or not, about willingness to spend money on remote control, about setting behavior, and stuff like that. I've found some interesting things. We do got a market. 3 out of 4 people claim to find remote controls ugly. So if we make a trendy design, we sure have 75% of the market which we can reach. 3 out of 4 users zaps a lot, as I quoted here from the results. Zap buttons are used 168 times per hour. That's quite a lot. Relevant options are, of course, power buttons, although only used once per hour. Channel selection, volume, and buttons for text. And the more other functions like audio settings, video settings, sound settings are not said to be very important and very much used. Furthermore, 50% says they only use 10% of the buttons on the remote control. That doesn't say we can leave 90% off, but it sure says we shouldn't make it too complicated. 50% also claims to have lost remote control very often in the room. And an important thing here, the most important customers, which is over 70% of our market, is in the age range of 36 to 65 years old. And elderly people, our market, are less interested in nice features, but more willingly to spend more money on remote controls. So what I was thinking, oh, wrong side, we shouldn't implement too much features on our remote control, because elderly people will get lost. Group features for a higher usability, what I was claiming in the previous meeting. All the settings about audio settings, video settings, and channel settings, which are not very often used, we could group them on one button and make them accessible in one menu button or whatever, because they are used very rarely, and well, yeah, there are a lot of options there, so we can really make, we can spare buttons over there.
Okay.
And if you want to implement VCR and DVD options, group them in the button, not to small buttons, so they won't be very
visually present.
Yes, won't be very present, thank you. And a trendy look, well, although 70% of the market is consists of elderly people who don't really care for trendy looks or whatever, I guess it can do no harm to make a trend for the other 30%. That was kind of what I found.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I'm going to show you some of the new project requirements, and then we're going to discuss on what features we find important.
Some of the new requirements make some of your findings quite irrelevant, I think. Because decided to put two additional requirements forward. Well, they say teletext becomes outdated since the popularity of the internet. I think that may be so, but well, we can't just leave the teletext button off.
No,
I agree.
I agree.
So the compromise we could make is to make one teletext button, you know, like on and off, and don't make a lot of special, put a lot of special features on it to
not too
make
much
it transparent, or, you know, it's just you want to be able to make use of teletext, but not to play with it that much. So we have to think of that. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market. So maybe we should leave all DVD and VCR related features off completely.
Okay.
I think that that's what they're trying to say. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. So you talked about the elderly, we were willing to spend more on the remote control and we were interested, but well, they're not relevant because we are aiming at a younger.
I don't really agree, actually, to be honest. It's a very small market which we will approach then if we want to reach customers younger than 40. It's only like 30% of the total market.
Yeah, but it's a fact that the bigger market you're talking about, we already cover that. Our company already sells remote control to the older people, but we also want, you know, a new customer group. That's the one we haven't covered yet, so I think that's problem is we haven't got remote controls for them.
Maybe we can compromise a little
bit. Yeah, I think so. Maybe
not too much then. But
no, but I think we have to just
keep in mind what the older age group wants, and maybe we can make a remote control that's primarily interesting for the younger group, but isn't that bad for a smaller person either.
Yes.
Our corporate image should stay recognizable in our product. Our product corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. Something else.
What's our slogan?
Sorry?
Yeah.
You will have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll have a look. We put the fashion in electronics.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be to make things better or something.
Sense and simplicity.
Okay, well, let's go back to the agenda. So now that the three presentations, we know about the new project requirements. That means we can discuss on the remote control functions. Well, if I can make a start, I think it's becoming more clear what kind of remote control is going to be, and I already talked about maybe you're familiar with the remote control that has the can opener underneath it. I think we're looking for a really simple remote control with only the basic TV functions.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, if our aim group is till 40, not
yeah.
older than 40, maybe that's not very, we don't really need to have a simple remote control. I think we can implement more functions then, because basically the younger people are more able to adapt to new technology and therefore will be more.
Yeah, that's why a lot of the requirements the account manager sent me, I think they are contradicting each other, because they want a simpler design.
Yes.
And no other functions than just TV, but they do aim at a younger.
Yeah, you said that a lot of functions aren't used. So why should we put a function in?
Well,
I think people, younger people, are more looking for just a trendy look than more functions.
But I think we can make some discussion distinctions in what kind in the you know the in the functions. You have a different kind of equipment in your room. Like a TV and a DVD player, you can put very detailed functions regarding the TV set on your remote control with audio settings and screen settings. We don't want that. I think that became clear. We don't want, but maybe we should put some. I know that the younger people most likely have a DVD player. They want to.
But the functions are not in the remote control we're making.
No, yeah, the user requirements of the new project requirements told us not to. But maybe, I think we maybe should. Put some functions for other, maybe for other equipment on it, but just the basic functions, maybe like rewind or what
you can put them on the same button.
Yeah.
As far as possible.
Or we could put them behind the flip flap or whatever.
But
so
what do you think? Should we implement features that are functions that to control other devices?
No.
No, you don't think?
No, new requirements.
New requirements, say it's
so. But you can put a play and stop and
well, maybe it's
and
maybe
yeah.
there is something. Most of the time, these functions don't support a particular device as well as their own remote control. You know, a lot of DVD players have some tricky settings.
Yes.
If it's too simple, they won't use the remote control.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
use their own.
But for example, a VCR, that's a better example in this case. I think on a remote control for a television, you don't need to be able to program the VCR to start recording at 3 p.m. or whatever. Just play, stop, rewind, and fast forward.
We have to think. We think DVD. From my experience, it's kind of a lot of DVD players. You know, like forwarding goes differently. You can 2-speed or 8-speed or 16-speed.
Yeah.
Sometimes a bit difficult. Maybe if we just leave the DVD functionality. Well, I was thinking about putting it in, but concerning the project requirements and what you said, I think
we just
should focus on the TV then.
Keep it simple. Look more.
And it's just a complementary remote then, not a universal one. If you want to keep it simple, you can make a universal remote.
It's only for television.
Okay.
Yes,
it should be something that is like a gadget on your coffee table, and it's just when you jump on the couch, you pick up the nice remote, the simple one, just to put on the television,
nothing more.
Okay.
Alright.
But
how will you be able to handle a whole market? There are dozens of remote controls that have
this one trendy. Simple. We'll come to that. But first on the functions. So we should put zap buttons on it. Also numbers to go to this specific channel.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
It's too much integrated.
Okay, a teletext button should be there, but just one big teletext button on and off.
Yeah, and maybe two or three other options, but nothing more than that. I think stop function is very useful if you have a page which consists of more pages and you're not a very quick reader. Then I think it's very irritating if the next page shows up.
I think that becomes too difficult. It's not a very common function and people
have
to
read
it
very regularly,
actually.
I use it.
Yeah, maybe
quite often.
Yeah, maybe you do, but I've never heard of it in the first place. We have to
look at the market.
Yeah, and teletext is becoming outdated. We just want to see what programs are on and what time it is, probably. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of getting too complex for our world. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, Sunday I always use it for the for the soccer.
But do you like to have such a stop button? Do you think it? I think it's kind of
when you look, for example, a couple of weeks ago, I looked at the flights.
Yeah.
There are a lot of flights in one page.
Yeah, but that's
so
kind of stuff we should do on the internet.
On the zap buttons, you can put it to access all the same pages. If you have seven pages, you can go up and down.
You can store pages, and you can just skip manually through them. I think we should just put one teletext button on it. Then we meet the new requirements. We also meet the other. We have to choose for the simple design, I guess. Okay. What functions do we have to decide on? I don't know if we have to specifically name all the functions we want. We have the Z button, the volume. Should we make them very big, the Z button?
I think the plus and the minus button
that's considered to be
quite present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should place them on a.
Maybe we can make a kind of a joystick.
Yeah, something or some special way to zap through. It has to be
original.
And quick. You have to use it very quickly.
Yeah. If you grab the remote, your hands should be on top of the plus.
Yeah, the buttons should make it possible to zap through your channels at a rapid pace.
Yes.
I think in the case of this simple remote control, the technical aspects which weren't worked out already, but it shouldn't be a problem then.
No, it's just signals.
Maybe
the television does the rest.
But we don't have to. When we don't want to control other devices, I think it makes it even more simple.
The batteries, maybe. Maybe use large batteries or small batteries. Most standard batteries.
I think
double A.
not the watch kind of the most. It has to be simple and
the most ordinary.
Which are most likely
batteries.
To be found somewhere in the house. How much time do we have left?
I think about 20 minutes.
But in a way, we have to be special.
Okay. But it's. Have you thought about that? How we can, what the extra touch can be?
Maybe
just the design or the shape or some gadget kind of future? It was something about how we lose them. Maybe it should be a remote control when you clap your hands, it makes some noise or some gadget kind of thing.
I think that's more for for an age range of 10 to 12 or whatever.
I don't know. Now, a lot of people like to have. It should be like a birthday present or something that you give
yeah.
someone.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should have a big light that can flash or something on it, or maybe it should, or the light that the can opening maybe it contains some future that you don't normally link to the remote control. I think it's very important because we're going to make such a basic
yeah.
remote control. We have to do something to make it special. It's going to cost €25.
I think the can opener is a brilliant idea actually, because
yeah,
television
so
and beer is not a rare combination.
Yeah, that's true. But and I think it's going to be very. It has to be sturdy or something. So maybe with,
yes.
with bouncing pads so that you can just throw it on the floor or something.
Yeah.
It has to be something special
yeah.
when you really. It has to, you know, that's people when they buy it, they have to think, oh, this one lasts for a long time. We're really going to use it, not some thing you throw away next week. You know?
No, that's true.
So maybe I think that when we decide on these type of functions, you know, basic functions, it's very important to find something like that. So it's a very important task for you. And maybe we can all think
the
about
original,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, also for you, maybe would you. Very nice when you can be when you can be trendy
and
use friendly as well.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah.
Big buttons, flashy design.
Yeah.
Maybe some kind of gadget kind of thing.
Yeah, swappable front or whatever.
Yeah. Or just different cars. You know, I don't know if people also want to spend more money on fronts for their
remote control.
Why not?
Yeah.
More money for that.
And I think we have to make it quite big.
Quite big?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Has to be,
so that's also because it is expensive. You want it to be something, you know. It doesn't have much functions, but you want it to be.
Yes,
you don't want to
it should be visible nearly anywhere in the room. As I said during my
mm-hmm.
presentation, 50%.
And should not look nice when you put it on a table. I think you might want to put it.
Standard or something.
Yeah, that it stands up.
Yeah.
You have to put it on its. So it's like a vase or something you put on a table.
A vase.
I don't know.
More like
a joystick. It's like a statue or something. Or something.
Yeah, I see what
it's
you
like
mean.
Like you have four phones.
Yeah, but you also can put it somewhere.
If you do that, but I don't know if that's possible within
special.
The production cost of €12.50. In the base, we could like make a button, and if you push it, the remote control itself makes noise. That's probably stupid, but as I found here, 50%, was it 50?
But that's
50%
the first time. 50%
often loses the remote control.
Yeah, but when it gets lost, how can you press the button to move?
No, of the base. The
on the television.
The thing you put it in.
Oh,
if
that's nice.
A button in. In
there, and then also you don't even need batteries because you can make it rechargeable.
Yeah, you can make a rechargeable one. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but yeah, I think it might.
Why not?
We don't know much about production costs, but when you can imagine that when you spend €25 on a remote control and it's basically remote control, then the money there must be money to spend on that kind of rechargeable.
It should only cost €12.50, of course.
Yeah, but we do it in Taiwan, so it's not gonna be that.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Some kind of
make
I've
it
never
a base
seen that
or
before.
Something?
You make it you see it with the mouses nowadays.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, but is that handy?
Well, you can recharge it, so you never have the battery problem. That's one thing. And you can always find
it's
out
the purpose
remote
be handy,
controls.
Yes.
Remote controls nowadays can last 2 years, 3 years with two batteries.
Okay. Well, maybe you could.
And
when,
then
that's when it's too costly, you could probably skip the recharge. But you do need also you would need a battery in the base unit as well. You know.
Yes.
Well, you could connect that to 220 volts, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah, but that's not.
Yeah, but then it's very easy to make it also rechargeable. I don't think that is going to cost much to make it also rechargeable.
No.
Function in it.
On the other hand, if you don't do it, we can also make a nice bay. I mean, it looks trendy and still put the bleep function in it. But.
Yeah.
I think the bay is definitely.
I think it's a good idea and make it, you know, we. We Well, it isn't the most costly remote control. We can save on the functions. We just put some simple button in, make it big and sturdy, nothing more. And just makes sure there's some noise that it can make, or probably some kind of cheap light thing around it, or that it lights
sure,
up.
Why not?
It's also
yeah.
nice. And if you put it away, I think it's
not
an easy market. We have to do something special.
Yeah.
And for 25 euros, people will want something special from the remote control.
Yeah.
And we
definitely.
Can deliver that with regards to the functions, because we aren't going to.
With eye candy, ear candy, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we make it, you know, nice looking shape. And then also you got the stand up thing.
I think
it's a good
idea.
Yeah,
must be a gadget
to have. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Well, we'll see what's possible concerning the costs, and if it's possible, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We even try to save up on other stuff to make sure we can do such a thing. The first thing, the most likely thing to skip is then probably the recharge function or something. If that's too expensive,
yeah.
we won't do that, but it would be nice.
It would be nice.
It's
yes.
the idea. I know the batteries last long nowadays, and but people just think about, oh, I'll never have to buy any batteries again. So because it's very annoying when your battery is empty, and you know, when you have the batteries around, and probably for 2 weeks you're.
Most televisions break down before the battery pack is empty. So.
No.
Yes.
So easy functions. Well, we'll work that out. Setting numbers on it.
Or just give a beep when the battery is. Down. Yeah, why not?
But it's also annoying. because as long as it keeps working, you're not very motivated to do something about it. Then
no,
it
that's
true. All the time, and you don't want to ever have those problems, and you won't have if you have the rechargeable. And you don't have to use the unit. You can also put it on the side if people don't like it.
Why
and
not? But you pay for it.
Yeah, but I mean, if they pay for it because they think, oh, that's a great idea, I'm going to use it. And when, you know, when time goes by and they think, oh, I never put them in a recharger, I think lasts long enough, then they put it on the side and you can use it now and then. And when they get, I know for sure that everybody who buys this remote control within a couple of months, they will be in the situation that they're seeking for a remote control, they want to see something
yeah.
quick, and they just push the button and I think
bleep,
really
bleep, bleep, oh, there it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've never, it's so simple, but I've never seen it.
No,
anything
nearly.
Really.
Maybe we should really do this.
Yeah.
Okay, now, well, how much time have we got left? These clocks aren't.
Well,
ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're done. I think.
15 minutes.
Decided on the functions. Well, there's some. There is a closing sheet. We have lunch break, and then we have 30 minutes of individual work.
Oh.
Okay, I'll make sure. I had some problems with the digitizing the first minutes. The next minutes won't be a problem, but I'll try to make sure the first one will be in folder 2, but maybe it won't work, but you'll see. I think these
we'll
are
see.
More important than the first one, so.
Can you make a part of folder for the
Oh,
that meant not everything
five
in
minutes.
One,
oh,
one
5 minutes.
Four.
Yeah, because I did the first minutes I did were a bit scratchy, you know. Then I did a second one with a nicer layout, which I could you know, use for the other ones as well. But I think I forgot to put done under the first one. And when you go write
yeah.
a second, it's not working when you try to write a
Maybe.
Second paper
no, that's
or something.
True. Yeah.
And then when you have to override it or something. I don't know. It wasn't on my pen.
Should we, by the way, draw
kind
on
of
our nice
like
whiteboard a little idea
of
the
shape?
Yeah.
Well, yeah
I don't know.
Nice.
Has anyone got
you got a
little bit detailed
shape?
Ideas about the shape? I don't.
Maybe like this pen.
A bit bigger, I guess.
Yeah,
but
a little bit bigger, yeah. But
the shape is nice. It's something different.
It has
to
feel
you
nice in your hand.
Yeah.
I have to say, I have this can opening remote control in my head most of the time. Or I think some, maybe we should, nah, that will be too.
Oh, yeah,
we should,
like
we could also, that was a, would also be an idea. But I don't know if it exists already. You should like make a Leslie or something design it.
Okay, yeah.
That would also be nice.
€12.5
Yeah, but then you don't have, yeah, but that's not something that's in the production cost. It's a one time, you know, it's a single cost.
Yeah.
And but then you can, nah, I don't think, I think it would be more expensive because I've bought the Alessi stuff more often and even small pencil holders or something are more expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Would be nice if you don't know.
I don't know, I think it has to be, has to have round forms or something. Like, something like that or something.
Something like that is very ergonomic.
And then,
so.
A base unit underneath it, it's also round. Put it in there, wire out. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, some lights, a big button, well.
A flashlight at the
site. Yes, volume and program should be there, I guess, because your hands hands will be in the smaller part.
Some of the extra functions over here.
Yeah, and the numbers on top, I guess.
And in lights, maybe a ring of... No, no, you have to have recharge function. Maybe on the side.
Maybe round...
Side of it, just the ledge or something.
Maybe lights also around the volume and the plus minus program buttons.
Yeah, but I also meant that the blinking light, you know, the ones that also blink when you try to locate your remote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Probably at the side. You now look at the front.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. When you see it from the side, you look just like that.
Yeah, and then there is
a strip of the lights. Or
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I think it's nice one too. Well, maybe put something on top of it, or you know, like this. It's funny. I don't know.
No.
Or some.
I think that'll be too big then.
Yeah.
Bumper or something.
Well, let's think about it. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
That's great.
Right. Yes, I guess it's lunchtime.
Okay then.
How long must we lunch then?
I don't know.
Half
an hour? I thought our next individual round was half an hour.
Yeah, that was what
I don't know about the lunch break. Well.